This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And in this hour of the program, we've got a couple of different interesting guests lined up for you. We're going to be joined by, a little later on, an off-road race car driver and we're going to talk about off-road racing, and we're going to talk about a book that he wrote called Bulletproof, and it's a personal story about himself, and it is not about racing. And we're going to kick things off by talking to the founder of a brand new company and talking about kind of the state of automobile security. There's some really cool things happening, and we're going to be joined by that gentleman momentarily. Telephone-wise, Mackenzie's on the board, so that means you can dial him up at 855-660-4261 or shoot him an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us right now from California is the founder of BMPR, Marco Manderic. Marco, I messed up your last name. How is it pronounced?
No, you're totally fine, Bob. Marco Manderic is perfectly good.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us here on the show. And this is a startup company. And tell us a little bit about the reason why you decided to put it out there on the line with this very cool startup.
Well, the whole story kind of began on a road trip up north to Seattle. My wife and I stopped in for some yogurt late one night, and it kind of dawned upon me. Cars go out into the world, and they sit around, and we just walk away from them, and we have no idea what's going on with them. And it made sense to me that we should know more about the car situation, and so we got to work on what we eventually called Bumper. It's a car alarm, a smart alarm for your car that will push a notification to your phone in 6 seconds or less if something disturbs it. And it's as sensitive as a tennis ball hitting your window. So everything from door dings to break-ins or even getting towed is something you'll know about in 6 seconds or less.
That is really cool. So it's compatible to work with all kinds of devices, Apple as well as Android.
Yeah, we're definitely covering the entire gamut of the whole market. Android and iOS both are very essential components to the automotive accessory realm.
Excellent. And you're right. I mean, there are a lot of cars out there that are worth an awful lot of money. Nowadays, the average new car is $35,000, but it's not unusual for lots of cars to be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 today, which I never thought I would see the day that that would come along. But there are also older cars, so it doesn't matter if you've got a 72 Nova or if you've got a McLaren SLR, Mercedes-Benz. They're all very important to our lives, and this is a great way to secure your vehicle. So tell us a little bit about some of the features. As you mentioned, it's linked to your cell phone, and I understand it stores impact metadata. What does that mean?
Well, basically, the entire unit is a small little dongle that plugs underneath your steering wheel and your car's diagnostics port. It's the OBD2 port on most cars made from 1996 and onward. We also support cars older than 1996 by direct mounting it to a battery, so even older classics and other cars as such, they can be covered too. That dongle has a very sensitive accelerometer in there, and that accelerometer generates data about the vibration that happens when something hits the car. Now, whether it's another car impacting the car or somebody door-dinging you or somebody breaking your window, we generate that data and then push it up to the cloud, over Bumper's own cellular connection that we cover for the first 3 years. And then it comes back down straight to your cell phone in terms of our app and displays information that's vital to the knowledge of what just happened.
That's great. So you know what's going on. You're in a restaurant at night and your vehicle is parked somewhere and it's an unfamiliar area. This is a great way to keep tabs on what's going on with your vehicle. So the impact can be as small as a tennis ball or as large as, what about when this does happen all too often. I had it happen to me once with a press car that I had it parked legally, but some guy just rear-ended it right there without me knowing anything about it, and I came back and the guy had driven away, and the car company people who had loaned me the car weren't too happy.
Yeah, certainly, I can imagine.
So it will measure the impact of such as a tennis ball, as you pointed out, and it'll also take the information in about an extreme impact, like from another vehicle.
Oh, absolutely. We use different metrics in order to assign levels of response to the data that we're sending to your phone. So aside from knowing what's occurred in the vehicle, we also give you kind of a general roundabout of what the appropriate response is. The more impact, the more force, the more data that's generated, the more of an alert that we create on your phone. And most consequently, because, as you said, a very wide range of cars are used these days. Some people love spending time and money on their cars, and some people see their cars as more of a way to get from A to B. But regardless of what the car is to a person, we wanted to make sure that we could adjust that sensitivity. So for those who are really particular, we can go down to tennis ball level. For those who are a little less, we can up the sensitivity so that it doesn't actually pen through unless it's a serious impact, something that could effectively total your car. And it doesn't happen often, but it always seemed very unreasonable that with all this technology in our pockets these days, walking away from your car and your alarm not texting you seemed like a very silly situation to have.
That is true. This also has the capability of doing multiple event type tracking and identification. Explain that a little bit more in detail, Marco.
Sure. So not only do we, as I mentioned, track particular vibrations within the car, but once we see a certain pattern of vibration, we also cross-correlate it against some of the other sensors that we have inside that same dongle. We don't just have a simple accelerometer to locate movement. We also use a barometer to indicate a pressure change within the cabin, which is commensurate with a window being broken or your door being opened. So not only do we track for things like that, but we also look at tilt angles of the vehicle. So in a situation where your car might be getting towed, the rear end would get lifted up, and way before you actually get rolled away, you'd have an opportunity to come back and respond. Conversely, if somebody was actually trying to break into your car and successfully did so, it's time to stay away and call the authorities. And we want to make sure that people have the ability to do that. At the end of the day, what we're selling with Bumper is the ability to respond. You can't stop things from happening in life. No alarm can. But at least with this, you have a chance to do something about it.
Excellent. And also, this is mighty pet-friendly for all the folks who love pets and like to bring them around. This can be very helpful in that situation as well.
Yeah, definitely. One of our more subtle features is that we included a thermometer in order to gauge temperature within the vehicle. And if we identify a potential pet being left inside a car, it's amazing how quickly cars get hot on the inside, especially on a hot summer day. It can reach up to 160 degrees with little time actually spent. So one of the subtle natures of value that we try to add to our customer base is including features that they might not expect to have, but we want to include just in case they might forget that Fido's in the car and it's been more than 5 or 6 minutes. So we push a notification directly to the phone if the temperature gets too hot and we've noticed a pet inside the vehicle.
That's perfect. Marco, we'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. More about Bumper. It's brand new technology using your smartphone. All about car security here on Auto World. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're talking about some cool new technology which will help to prevent the security of your vehicle. Nobody likes to have their vehicle stolen or damaged without any notice. And the founder of Bumper is with us, Marco Manderek, and he's telling us all about this device called Bumper. And once again, to reiterate, this does all kinds of great things, and it's exceptionally easy to install. Marco, once again, it goes into the OBD2 port. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bob. It's a very simple installation. It takes 3 minutes or less. One of the important factors of the work, we wanted to make sure there was no professional installation necessary. You plug it in, you sync it to your smartphone, and about 30 seconds later, the unit's live and ready to go, and you're set. As soon as you walk away from the vehicle, it's armed. As soon as you get back close, it disarms itself, and obviously the sensor doesn't run when the vehicle is on and you're driving with the vehicle.
That's great. And another thing that folks are going to love is the first 3 years of the security system is included in the MSRP. So, no, it's not like a cell phone. You don't have to pay a monthly bill.
Absolutely. One of the other things that we really wanted to focus on is not giving anybody any excuses not to get a bumper. So we included 3 years of service with every purchase, and then after those 3 years, it's only $20 a year. No monthly charges. We didn't really want to do that. We didn't believe in just tacking on another monthly charge for something so essential to your life.
That's great. And is it sold directly from your company? I know you're still raising capital and trying to get the word out about it, but is it available through Amazon or through traditional stores, or is this something that you guys are selling directly?
Well, right now we're crowdfunding through Indiegogo. We've already made $44,000 in sales over the past week, and we're working our way towards inclusion with UAC. They're a large electronics consumer online, and that's probably our last stop before we head over to Amazon.
Well, that sounds great. Being an entrepreneur, a project like this can be, it's a lot of work, but it can be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's been a very crazy 3 years for us. We've worked quite diligently, and I'm very proud of the team over at Bumper and what we've been able to produce over the last couple of years' worth of effort.
A smart alarm for your car using your cell phone, your smartphone. It's that easy. And has a price point been set for the actual unit, the bumper unit that goes into the OBD2 port? Easy enough for me to say.
Currently we're selling them at $189, which is about a 35% discount from our MSRP of $249. And interestingly enough, along the lines of talking with discussion about price point, one of our existing customers who's already purchased informed us yesterday that she contacted her insurance company, one of the major carriers, and they offered her a 25% discount on her biannual premium. So
wow.
With purchasing Bumper and offering proof of purchase as a receipt, she earned back $125 off of her $500 twice-a-year premium. And you can imagine, that continues on. It's not just about having Bumper on your car and knowing, but Bumper can actually help you save money, too.
That's great. I mean, that really must make you feel good personally. Not only have you developed a product which has got great technology behind it and is quite effective in what it does, but you also can, in fact, save people money.
Absolutely. That is one of the greatest benefits of working so hard to bring great value to our customers.
Tell us about a little bit about your background. I understand you're an inventor, and you have been an entrepreneur for a long time, from the time you were a little boy, and you've also spent some time in the visual effects industry. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, I was 11 years old when I built my first computer back in 1996. And since then, I actually, through a passion of mine, got into working into visual effects, which is working on movies and commercials and creating images, pretty pictures, as we call it, for those things for large companies like Ford or GM or, you know, a bunch of others. Over the years, my work in that industry has led me to understand how complex it is to create things from scratch, and that's actually led us down this path of working with Bumper to be incredibly efficient and very lean in what we're doing all to the point of maximizing the user value that we're trying to create for our end customers. And without my time in the visual effects industry, which I'm very proud to say I've been working in professionally for almost 15 years now and 20 in general, it would have been a very hard stretch to understand what does it take to create something from scratch that can do something so great for people.
And when you look at where the movie industry has gone when it comes to special effects, I mean, the stuff that can be done today in 2018, I mean, blows away stuff that was done even 5 years ago.
Absolutely. The industry is a very fast-paced moving industry, and it's very difficult to keep up with unless you're on your toes. Again, another great corollary on how we manage to produce the best possible product for our customers.
And in development, how long did it take to come up with the final bumper unit, the one that's for sale?
We had a unit that we initially tested with. If your viewers and listeners go to YouTube and look up bumper tennis ball video, they'll see the original unit that we had and plugged into a car the first time that we realized it was tennis ball sensitive. I knew from a technical standpoint that it should work that well, but it was quite an amazing moment seeing it work in person. We used that and all the work that we had done behind it in order to push ourselves forward from that point on.
That's great. And how about yourself, Marco? Are you a auto enthusiast? Tell us a little bit about your own personal car background. Are you into cars?
Oh, I eat, sleep, breathe everything automotive. From a young age, I was always captivated with the looks of exotics and Ferraris like most young children. But as my life took a turn into visual effects, I had the opportunity to work for a company that did a lot of the content creation for General Motors. Shout out to my friends back in Detroit. Really miss you guys. We worked diligently over the years to create a lot of content for a lot of GM-based vehicles. And I could not ask for a better upbringing from a professional conversion from what used to be such a passion of mine in the automotive realm.
That's great when you're able to combine those two passions together in one career. Well, Marco, we wish you the best with Bumper, and we'll have to check in with you again down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bob. Great to be on.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists are leaving Lafayette Park in the nation's capital. Escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That's me. I've been doing this for a long time, since 1992, since 1995, in this exact time slot, and having a lot of fun. I've had the opportunity to see things that I never thought I would ever see in my life. I was not young when I first flew. My daughter flew when she was 2 years old or so, but I was well beyond that before I got on the plane for the first time. And I, you know, was a little bit worried about planes and traveling, and so I had to get over some fears. But during the height of my travel years, I used to travel about 250,000 miles a year and get to see every nook and cranny of this country. And it was all integrated around cars and launches of cars. If you were with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, you heard esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein talking about an event that Dodge had in Portland, Maine. And then he talked about an event that he's going to be attending in the next few weeks in Vietnam. That's amazing. And a journalist friend of mine who is no longer with us was trying to reach the goal of visiting every one of the 50 states during one of these press launches. And he got quite far up the ladder, so to speak, about 45 or so states. It used to be quite unusual for a car company to do a launch of a vehicle in Hawaii. To stop and think about the logistics, you got to ship 25 or 30 or more cars for the journalists to drive and for the executives to show the features on and do all the presentations. And it would be very expensive to ship all the way to Hawaii for that. But first, one car company did it. Mazda did it a number of years back. And since then, there have been dozens of car introductions in Hawaii. I have not, unfortunately, been able to make any of those, but that would be a cool one. Alaska, I don't know of any car being introduced in Alaska. I do know about a number of automotive stories that have happened in Alaska, including one of my favorites. I don't know if this gentleman is still around driving his beloved Volvo a P1800 from, I believe, 1965. This gentleman was a retired school teacher and holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most mileage on a single vehicle. And he drove that Volvo first to 1,000,000 miles. He had a long commute to work every day, about 175 miles, and he loved to drive, and he loved his Volvo. Didn't even have air conditioning, if you can imagine. But he was the kind of person, he ended up retiring from school teaching, and he was the kind of person, lived on Long Island, that would decide in the morning, well, I'll drive to Cleveland for lunch. So he put on an amazing amount of miles, first 1,000,000, which got an awful lot of publicity. And then, because of that publicity, he amped it up even more. He certainly didn't make any money off this, as far as I know. Didn't endorse any products or anything. But for the 2,000,000th mile of this gentleman driving his beloved Volvo, they had a huge ceremony, a parade in Times Square in New York City, and he drove his Volvo right into the ABC News studios, the Good Morning America studios, and he never got over that. So he was determined to get to 3 million, and Volvo, the car company, said, we got to do something special for the 3,000,000th mile. We're going to fly the car up to Alaska and have you drive the car and have it go over the 3,000,000 mile mark in Alaska. And so that's what happened. And Irv Gordon was the gentleman's name. And as I say, he was up there in age. And I don't know if he's still with us here or is passed on, but if he's still around, I still have his number somewhere. I'm going to see if I can get him on the show, because he's a very funny guy and just incredibly passionate about driving and about this one particular Volvo that he bought. And it was a two-door Volvo, kind of the sports car Volvo of its time, called the P1800. It was used in an old movie called The Saint. For those of you who are into film history, but nevertheless, Irv Gordon is a wonderful guest, and if he's available, if he's around, we'll see what we can do to get him on the show one of these weeks. Well, Justin Peck, our man who we have actually had on the program once before in a different time slot, and we got such a great response, we decided to bring him back into this time slot. And we've been playing a little bit of back and forth as far as settling on a date and a time. And we confirmed this date and this time with his publicist. And we don't know where he is. He's missing in action. I won't give away the story because it's a dramatic one, but imagine being an off-road race car driver. That in itself, it would be an interesting profession. There are so many different types of racing when you stop and think about it. People who do quarter-mile drag racing and everything from regular cars to top-fuel dragsters to NASCAR to open-wheel like IndyCar or Formula One racing, to some pretty funny events that are out there. There's the 24 Hours of Lemons put on by Jay Lamb, who's a journalist friend of mine who got tired of all the hoity-toity, fancy, historic classes of racing that were going on at events such as the one upcoming in a few weeks in Monterey, California, the Historics, and that's kind of a millionaire's event where they put their prized $500,000, $600,000, million-dollar Ferraris on a track and have a very polite competition. So to counter that, on the same weekend in Monterey, California, he invented an event which you could not enter a vehicle unless it was valued at less than $500. So he then turned it into a racing series where he had the same rules. The vehicle had to have all the proper safety equipment, but the vehicle itself could not be worth more than $500. But you did have to put a roll cage in it and get all the other necessary ingredients for doing racing. And he turned that into a nationwide series of events. And I know there's one that's brand new last year called the Gambler. The Gambler, I believe, is the name of event, the Gambler 50 or the Gambler 500 it might be, because I believe that gentleman is still using that same $500 figure. And our friends at J.C. Whitney there are sponsoring that event and those events throughout the summer and fall. So I don't know a whole lot about the Gambler 500. But what I do know a whole lot about is future automobiles. And when we come back on the other side, since Justin Peck is in the doghouse, he is missing in action, we're going to talk about some future upcoming muscle cars and supercars. This is Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There he is, the rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. What a great guy he is. He's a true gentleman, a scholar, you know. I'll tell you, he's a musicologist, knows all kinds of history about music in general and the blues in particular. I met him first on Rodeo Drive at a car event in the year 2000. They had one car representing every year from 1900 to 2000, and he was one of the judges there, and that struck up a friendship between myself and Billy, and I've told the story a gazillion times, but the shocking part of it all was when I went up to interview him and said who I was, he actually knew me because he had been a long-time listener of this show. And I thought he was just being polite, but then he started talking about last week's show and prior week's show and about people calling in with trivia questions. And that's something we should do. We should throw out a trivia question. And why don't we make it a muscle car trivia question? Let's make it a rather easy muscle car trivia question. Oldsmobile, when they were around, they had a muscle car in the 60s, early 70s. Brought it back. It was quite a bit different in later years, but it was called the 4-4-2. What did the 4 and the 4 and the 2 stand for in the Oldsmobile 4-4-2? Whoever comes up with the answer to that is going to get a cool prize courtesy of Mackenzie, our board operator and engineer, and myself. And it's also going to be courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. So Warren Tracy, who owns the Busted Knuckle Garage, will send you out something really cool. What is the numerals in the muscle car 4-4-2 stand for? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us live, we would love to hear from you. All you folks in California, give us a call right now. We've got open lines. All you folks listening to us in Alabama, give us a call. Everybody listening up in New Hampshire, give us a call. We are live. If you're listening to us at a later time on tape delay, If you have the answer, email me, bob@autoworldradio.com. We will honor that. Anybody who listens to the show on tape delay or in archive form or in podcast form on gcnlive.com, I will trust you to be honest with me. Feeling a little bit better now. My voice seems to be working better. I had some pretty serious open heart surgery, and my radio voice has not come back 100% of the time, and it's one of the worst things to have happen to a radio guy, to lose his so-called radio voice. Nowadays, they really don't have radio voices like they used to years ago. It used to be mandatory that you sounded a certain way, like Don Pardo, the famous announcer for NBC and Saturday Night Live, and, you know, literally millions of other folks who worked in the broadcasting industry. You had a certain style of voice, and I was blessed to have one of those voices, and I could do a lot of imitations and funny voices as well, but that all went out the window when I started to get sick about 2 years ago, and I'm still struggling trying to get my old voice back, and with God's help, I'll get it back, and with God's help, I don't have something else wrong with me that they haven't discovered that's causing it. But either way, say a prayer for me. I would appreciate it. And my family as well, as we have faced some pretty tough times in the last few years, both professionally and personally and financially. So let's talk supercars. Let's talk some really, really outstanding vehicles coming to the marketplace. There is going to be a mid-engine Corvette. It's been rumored for decades. There have been experimental ones made, but they're going to do it. And how they're going to do it is much up for debate, but it's going to happen. It's going to have an 8-cylinder engine midship. What kind of 8-cylinder engine? Many people say it's going to be a throwback to the first ZR1, a overhead cam, overhead valve engine, 32 valves, 4 cams. Many other people say, no, it's going to be a traditional pushrod V8. Other people say it's going to be an electrified V8 with a little extra push of performance courtesy of electric motors at different wheels, which will give it all-wheel drive capability. The one thing that upsets me about this vehicle is the Corvette has always been the so-called affordable muscle car, affordable performance car, and I've been very fortunate in my life. Two Corvettes, a 1993 model C4 and a 1998 model C5, both of which I've had to sell, but always dreamed someday that I would be able to get a new one. The C7 Corvette, the one that's for sale right now, is without doubt or question the best Corvette that they have ever made. It is truly a remarkable performance achievement. The fact that you can get the Z06 model with 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, hooked to either a manual transmission or an 8-speed automatic, which is faster than the manual transmission. The fact that this car will deliver up to 30 miles to the gallon on the highway, that's just remarkable. That's all I can say. They also, by the way, offer that engine, I'll let you know, on two other vehicles that are a little bit less expensive, around the same neck of the woods. But the Camaro, known as the ZL1, has that same engine, and it's not down-rated power-wise. It's 650, and also Cadillac CTS-V has that vehicle. Had that one for a week as a test vehicle, and it was just a hoot to drive. And a person like myself who has never, ever, ever thought of owning a Cadillac would own that vehicle in a heartbeat. And they're expensive. They get up there in the $90,000 to $100,000 range. But that's what I was going for with the Corvette. You know, the Corvette has crept up over the years. Let's go back
30 years or so in the 1980s, the Corvette started, you know, at about $22,000, $24,000. That was a lot of money. You know, when we got into the 80s and 90s, I know the last Corvette that I purchased started at about $38,000. Nowadays, a Corvette starts at about $55,000, but it's become a much more, what they call in the industry, bespoke vehicle, that you can get so many different combinations of colors. You can get different colored mirrors than your body color. You can get different colored brake calipers. You can get all kinds of customizable interior features using real aluminum and real carbon fiber. And I was at a Chevrolet dealership recently, and this dealership sells a lot of Corvettes, a very large dealership. And on their showroom floor, much to my surprise, they had four Corvettes. Can you imagine that? Mixed in with the trucks, mixed in with the rest of the Chevrolet vehicles, and three out of the four Corvettes were over $100,000. One of them was a Z06 convertible, so that one is understandable, but the others kind of made me sad, because it's going to cut out a lot of people from being able to purchase these vehicles. Ferraris and Porsches, you know, pretty much are the things that only very successful business people, professional athletes, movie stars, and entertainers can afford. But it used to be that you could afford an American-made car that could run with those vehicles, and it was kind of America's exotic car, and you could be a regular person and just save up some money over time and put a good down payment on the table and drive off. But if they go the route of the C8 muscle car, I believe the vehicle will start at least $150,000. That's my prediction. One of my automotive journalist friends says, no, it's going to start about 72. I find that very hard to believe. The other rumor is that they will concurrently build the 7th generation C7 alongside the much more expensive mid-engine vehicle. We'll find out in a year or so. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com, and I thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.